Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to my prayer closet. Excuse me. Well, I'd rather get all that out of the way at the very beginning before we get started. Wow. It is the end of June. And Sister Linda is here with me. You can hear she is also going through it. There is something in the air tonight here in Lorraine. Yeah. Poor man's baptism out there. Papa's taking the night off. He's bowling out there tonight. We have thunder and lightning and showers, sultry evening, high humidity, the whole nine yards going on here in beautiful Lorraine, Ohio, here in the Great Lakes. Well, I think it's beautiful.
It's beautiful, except for
Well, anyhow, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, here in my prayer closet, our Celtic Cross Evangelical Templar Church ministry prayer session this evening, we'd like you to lift up all of our clergy for this ministry worldwide, past, present, and future, well as our clergy for our other church planting, the Celtic Cross Old Catholic Templar Church. With that, we usually go through a very long list of all of our clergy. I am going to forego that this evening, but I do want to lift up our brothers and sisters over at our communion, Father Jason Crowder and his congregation at the Southern Episcopal Church of the Good Shepherd. I'd also like to lift up a veteran here locally, Brother Lonnie Williams, and especially I'd like to lift up tonight a part of our ministry our Sacred Order of Exorcists, our investigative teams, our southern chapter, as well as here in northern Ohio, our North Ohio group. They are doing a tremendous job in investigative work, and they need your prayers, though. They are dealing with some very unique scenarios in the investigative field of paranormal research, and we ask that you keep them lifted up in prayer. There are some other things going on in the ministry as well, that some projects that we are getting involved in. I am not at liberty at this point in time to disclose, but would like you to lift up in prayer. The Lord definitely knows what this is. And if you just, in general, ask for that guidance and those in prayer for that guidance from your heart to His for us, I'm sure that that prayer in sincerity will be answered. So with that, we'd also like you to lift up in prayer the orphanage Born Like This in Kenya. They need your prayers. The children down there need food, clothing, shelter, and other commodities and resources desperately. They need your support. So prayers is the very least that we can do. So we ask that you to, and Sister Linda,
keep everybody that is sick, as well as our armed services, in prayer too, because they need it.
Yes, we are going into the July 4th celebration, this technically this weekend, even though July 4th isn't until Tuesday, but we have our celebration this weekend. Also, Gettysburg has their reenactment this weekend, and I got a report that there may be some issues with some possible demonstrations that may not be very nice place out there, where they're looking at desecrating some Confederate landmarks and grave sites. We ask that people be watchful and keep the authorities advised if anybody is trying to desecrate the hallowed graves of the fallen, be it north or south, anywhere on any battlefield here in the States, especially at Gettysburg. It is very dear to my heart. I have an ancestor that is buried on the Union side in the National Cemetery. So, Timothy Manley, by the way, 63rd Irish Brigade, Company A. Anyhow, with that said, we lift up all of our soldiers and sailors in all of our armed forces. We lift up all of our police, fire, emergency personnel in our local communities, as well as our national and government agencies. So let us begin in our prayers this evening. We start off with our prayer of repentance, also known as the act of contrition. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Father, Son, Holy Ghost, have mercy upon me, a poor sinner. I beseech thee and come to you of my own free will, with a sorrowful heart. I humbly ask you for your forgiveness and mercy, for I am sorry and beg for all my sins, which I committed of my own will against your will in my life. I detest what I have done above all things, because they deserve your chastisement as any good and loving parent would give to their child. I accept your just punishment as my cross to bear, for my sin was against him, that which my Lord Christ suffered and died to protect me from, and for which I had caused more undue suffering unto him because of my self-centered will. It was not my intent to cause my Lord Jesus more suffering, nor those around me, that my sin hurt even myself. The guilt I bear is your condemnation, and a reminder, I pray, that will keep me on your path and away from the evil one. It caused me to stumble and fall from your grace and will for my life. It was wrong of me, and I am truly remorseful, and accept my fate and place it into your hands. Because what I have done has crucified my loving Savior, Jesus Christ, once again, and most of all, because my sinful nature has offended your infinite goodness. I am fully resolved, by your help and your grace, never to offend you again. I shall strive carefully to avoid the occasions of sin and the entrapments and snares set in this world by mankind and the tempter of mankind. I shall try my best to seek you above all things, to learn of your ways and your will for my life, and whenever possible, doing my best to endure until the end, to be unblemished, as is written in your holy scriptures. Amen. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit and the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, and the resurrection of the body and life of the world to come. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever and ever. Amen. Excuse me for a moment. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. And you shall love your neighbor as yourself. In the name of the Father, who is the Father of light and the giver of all good gifts. Amen. In the name of the Son, who is our Redeemer and the source of our salvation. Amen. In the name of the Holy Spirit, who is our Comforter and Guide. Amen. Ikeri. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions and wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. Against you and you only have I sinned and done this evil before you, that you may be found just when you speak and blameless when you judge. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part you will purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all of my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with your generous spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted to you. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, the God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth your praise. For you do not desire sacrifice, or else I would give it. You do not delight in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. These, O God, you will not despise. Amen. Our first decade, the Incarnation. When God saw that we were trivial, heaven opened graciously over our head. We beheld Christ, the Spirit of Truth. May he draw us in beneath the strength of his crown, strengthen our hope and leaven our joy, keep us valiant, faithful, and near as the light of our lanterns. Amen. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. He was in the beginning with God, and all things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. In him was the life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, and the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And of his fullness we have all received grace from grace. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The prophet Isaiah proclaimed, Behold, a virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated, God with us. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The angel Gabriel announced to the virgin, Be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Highest. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. At his birth, the angel of the Lord proclaimed, Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, is Christ the Lord. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The prophet John proclaimed, Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and he remained upon him. This is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. This is the Son of God. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The Apostle Paul proclaimed, It pleased the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell, and by him to reconcile all things to himself, whether things on earth or things in heaven. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. On the Mount of Transfiguration, the Lord God said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear him. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The Lord himself proclaimed, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever and ever. Amen. The second decade, the teachings. We set the keeping of Christ about us, We beseech the guarding of God with us, to possess us, to protect us. May the gospel of Christ, King of salvation, be as a mantle to our bodies. Amen. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Whoever is angry with his brother without cause shall be in danger of the judgment. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Let your yes be yes and your no, no. For whatever is more than these comes from evil. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Do not resist an evil person, but whoever slaps you on your right cheek, turn the other to him also. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and fully use you and persecute you. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Judge not, that you be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, you will be judged. And with the same measure you use, it will be measured back to you. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Do not worry about your life, what you shall eat, what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. And those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Love one another as I have loved you. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. In the night in which he was betrayed, he took bread and wine and said, "Take and eat, take and drink, for this is my body and my blood. Do this in remembrance of me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever and ever. Amen. The third decade, the Passion. May the cross of Christ be between us and all ill will, encompassing us in his might, and shielding us from every harm, from every spectre, and from every evil. Amen. Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. I am the living bread, which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh, which I shall give for the life of the world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The hour has come. Behold, the Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of sinners. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. And they clothed him with purple, and they twisted a crown of thorns, put it on his head, and they struck him with a reed and spat on him. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Now it was the third hour, and they crucified him. And those who passed by blasphemed him. From the cross he spoke words of comfort and forgiveness. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. And as John and Mary, his mother, stood at the foot of the cross, he said to his disciple, "Behold, your mother." For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. At the sixth hour, the sun was darkened, and he spoke, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. It is finished. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Then Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus took the body of Jesus and bound it in strips of linen with spices, and he was laid in a new tomb in the garden near the place where he was crucified. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. As the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. But the tomb was empty, and an angel of the Lord said, Do not be afraid. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said to them, Peace to you. Let not your hearts be troubled. It was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that the repentance and the remission of sins be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. And he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And two angels said to them, Why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus will come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven. In heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever and ever. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. I adore thee, O Christ, and I bless thee, because by thy holy cross thou hast redeemed the world. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Ladies and gentlemen, this ends tonight's prayer vigil. I want to thank you so very much. We cut it a little bit close here to the end, but we managed to get it through. I want you all to have a very safe and enjoyable holiday week here in the United States, and those that are celebrating it abroad, be watchful, be safe, and enjoy yourselves. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a time of celebration of our independence as a nation and our freedom. Remember those that died for that right and the challenges that went along to give us that right. It did not come easy. It came with great challenges. So remember the cost. Do not sacrifice and give up that right so easily and be accountable for that. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this is Patriarch Andrew Patrick.
And Sister Linda, have a blessed holiday.
God bless you and happy 4th of July. We'll talk to you next Friday. God bless.